source code is always cleaner on somebody else's drive. You dream about each new upgrade without which you must survive. You're not a registered user, you're more of a pirate bold. You got no support or manuals for software that's 4 years old. On the PC, on the PC, there is no viler shell or compiler than one that's free. If you want to ease your awful pain, then you gotta stick with public domain. But bootleg the disk and you're living risky on the PC. The IBM folk is snooty, they got Super VGA. The Macintosh folk ain't snooty, Amiga blows them away. But Macintosh folk is lucky, Big Blue got a worser fate. Keeping everything compatible down to 8088. Oh God, on the PC, on the PC. Companies bloat us with templates for Lotus 1, 2, and 3. Microsoft runs at a snail's pace, and we all know why they call it debase. But the worst vice is look at the prices for the PC. So you stole with glee, disks unprotected, now you're infected virally. If you'd paid the bucks, you'd be secure. Now your whole collection you've got to cure. Rip out your hair and call the repairman for the PC. There's fuzz in the SCSI, lint in the print, the modem, shiodem, lats down at Sprint. The optical drive is coming alive and spits out the CD-ROM. The cable too short for the parallel port. One click on the mouse begins full abort. The disks burn to ash, the system will crash and hear that hard drive bomb. Loading final chorus. Please wait. Insert disk 2. 1,000. And 3. Upgrade to chorus 98. Dump your PC. Dump your PC. Buy an Amiga, even a Sega does more for me. Buddy, your computer really stinks. You could get more power out of a Lynx. Go on Safari, find an Atari, dump your PC. It's a big name toy up there with Game Boy, dump your PC. Macintosh pluses crash all their buses. Bald guys in crew necks all turn to Unix. PS2 can't, man, it's just a plant stand, dump your PC.